was the night before Moistmas, when all through the house, not a beer can was stirring, not even a stout. The microphones hung by the podcasting gear in hopes that some banter would soon appear. The boys, moist boys were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of weird topics danced in their heads. With Jacob in his beanie and Robert in plaid, they prepped for a podcast, the best they had. When out in the kitchen arose such a clatter, they sprang from their rooms to see what was the matter. Away to the fridge, they flew like a flash, threw open the door, and grabbed their stash. The moonlight aglow on the countertop sheen lit up the array of beverages keen, when what to their wondering eyes should appear but a six-pack of lagers and two frosty beers. With a witty old host so lively and quick, they knew in a moment this podcast would stick. More rapid than laughter, the ideas they came, and they hooted and hollered and called them by names. Now nostalgia, now embarrassment, now movies and drinks, on hypotheticals, on memories, on opinions and links, to the top of the charts, to the depths of the stream, let's record it all, just you and me, team. As dry humor flies when it meets with a pun, they cracked open cans and the story's begun. So up to the table, the hosts, they drew near, with a notebook of notes and a mic in each ear. And then in a twinkling, they started the show. The laughs and the jokes, how quickly they'd flow, as they shared all their tales, from awkward to bold, as a Moistmas tradition began to unfold. Jacob spun yarns of mishaps and quirks, while Robert's quick wit added flavor that works. They talked of their youth, their hobbies, their schemes, of awkward encounters and half-baked dreams. Their banter was merry, their spirits alight, as they toasted to Moistmas that magical night. And as they wrapped up with a cheer and a clink, they smiled and said, next round's on us, don't you think? But I heard them exclaim as they signed off the air, happy Moistmas to all and stay moist out there.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, everybody. How's everyone doing? Tis the season.
Merry Moistmas.
Merry Moistmas. It's the freaking holidays.
That's wild.
Wow. Beautiful out.
Yeah, it was like 45 degrees.
It was gorgeous today, but hopefully some snow comes because I like a snowy Christmas. We got Izzy with us today. And
hello.
Like normal holidays and normal Christmas, you got to start the day with gifts.
Of course.
You got to start the day with presents.
All right. So you want to pass them out?
Yeah, who wants to go first?
I do.
Okay.
Because they're on my person.
What?
Okay, I didn't wrap them because I didn't know how to wrap them. So you guys close your eyes. I'm going to like walk up to the camera and show it because it's kind of hard to see. And then I'll give them to you guys.
Okay. They're on her person?
I guess. My eyes are closed though.
My eyes are closed, but I'm still talking. It's going to be for just audio listeners. She's showing people.
Something.
So you're going to have to wait and find out what it is. We don't know what it is either.
Okay, so this is something that it's more of an experience, and I thought, hold out your hand, Robert. I thought we could maybe do it together, starting the new year.
All right, what is this?
What is this, a book? What the hell is this? Oh, a pub pass?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I've seen these before.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, so this is basically what it is for those of you who don't know. You go around to different businesses and you get 25 free beers.
25?
And you have the entire year of 2025 to get through the entire thing.
Holy shit. Dang, and there's a ton of these on here.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, there's some I've never even been to. Like Kippy's Place? What the fuck is Kippy's Place?
Yeah, there are a couple over in Ames.
Yeah, road trip.
In Ankeny.
Oh, yeah.
But
how does?
Yeah, I thought it could be a fun thing to do.
It is kind of cool. Like, on each brewery, it gives a little description, like Allegedly's, Court Ave.
Oh, Allegedly's is the first one.
That's freaking sick.
That's
funny. We can get a free beer at Flicks.
Yep. So you just take it in with you, and they'll stamp it, and yeah.
Well, thank you.
I've never seen a movie at Flicks. This is awesome. Where do you get these at? Online?
Online, yeah. I got them on Black Friday, actually, so I got them for cheaper than usual.
That's freaking sick.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Hell yeah. And you got one, too?
Yes, I got one for all three.
That's 75 free
beers.
That's
a lot of beer.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited, too, because I like trying out new places.
And also, I really like the design of them this year. Or for next year.
Oh, like the book?
Yeah. The ones last year were not very cute.
Kippy's Place is in Elkhart. Damn. London Underground is in Ames.
These I haven't even looked at them.
Maggie's Irish Pub in Ankeny.
We're going to be traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get out of our... The Smoking Goat. That sounds fun. Ooh, the Tim Burke Brew. That sounds really fun. Iowa Falls. Damn, that's a little far away. But hell yeah, that's freaking dope.
Right, I'm really Robert, excited.
You ready for your gifts?
I guess so. I'm nervous. Why is there two of them?
Because there's two gifts.
What do I open first?
You can open the top one first.
Yeah, do the top one.
Oh, man. I know what this is.
I cut the other head off and took the skin off, and that's what was left.
This is a skull awesome? From the ballistics that we did right before Jacob's wedding.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
So now we each have one of the skull pieces.
Where am I going to... I don't have it's any skulls piece. in my apartment.
I know. Now I got to find a home now, for this.
Yeah. God, that's sick as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sick.
It sits nicely on like a pile of books.
Oh, and then you look like a really cool scholar. Wow, dude. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then what is this? A magic wand?
Yeah. Maybe.
Is it
some kind of wand? Wink.
For pegging? Is that what they call them?
I'm warm.
What the heck is this? Yoko?
Open it up.
How do you open this? Holy shit. What the fuck is this? Is this a knife?
It's a fancy kitchen knife.
Oh my God.
You said you want to get into cooking.
I'm getting into cooking, dude.
Yeah, I thought a fun knife that you could take pride in would be cool.
Do not cut hard or frozen items.
All right. I don't know.
Why are you supposed to cut hard items? Damn, dude, I don't own any fancy cutlery.
But like
things.
Take the sheet. You can see all the folds in it. I don't know what that means, but it looks cool.
All the folds?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's like a design on it. 67 layers Damascus steel.
Yeah, no idea what that means, but
holy
it looked cool.
Shit. Yeah, that looks sharp.
I don't know.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
Now I can start cutting vegetables.
Not
you know it's good because it comes in a freaking sheath. Wow, dude, I got a like skull and a knife.
Yeah. And a pup bag.
It's
well,
fucking,
when you put it like that. Yeah.
Getting fucking medieval. All right, I got a first one on my stack is for Jacob. It's a big boy.
I see that.
It's huge.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Shake it. See if you can tell. I'm nervous for my gifts today.
Yeah, he said they suck.
Yeah, my gifts are not good. I'm also not good at wrapping presents. Presents are hard to wrap.
These look great. It looks great.
Oh. Now you're going to have a box that's open on both sides. I wonder what this is, Jacob.
Oh, fuck. That's actually sick. I didn't know that they made this in vinyl.
Hell yeah.
I truly believe this is one of the best soundtracks
of all time. You've been
talking
about it a lot. So
oh,
I got
funny.
The Wedding Singer soundtrack.
Yeah, because that popped up on a recent clip. Fuck yeah. No, this is great.
Yeah, dude. I've never seen the movie, but like just the song list sounds mm-hmm. fucking dope.
Well, it has awesome. The original songs, too.
And it has Hell a few yeah. Adam Sandler. What's weird when I'm looking that up, there's like a part two, I think. Like there's a second vinyl.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if there's songs missing from the first one, or I don't know. And then there should be one more in there.
Oh, shit. Oh, another box. The exact same.
I wonder what's in that one. You opened it in reverse order.
Oh, okay.
So.
Is it part two to this one?
You'll find out.
Hell yeah. Another fantastic move. Why did you put in that box?
To try and trick you.
You did.
Frank.
You're going to have to borrow this immediately.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
One of my favorites.
But Jacob's always talked about it, but he doesn't own it.
Right. Thank you.
Hell yeah. All right, Izzy, you're up next. I didn't know how to wrap this.
Yeah, what the
do you know what it is?
No.
Am I supposed to?
I'm very confused by it.
For people listening, there's a lot of...
Oh. What? Did you just wrap it confusingly on purpose?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Is that the new bit?
It's the trick, dude. Yeah, because then you're like, oh, what the fuck is it? It's not what you think it is. It's fun to wrap shit.
I see. Also, what is this yellow tape you have on everything?
Well, that's masking tape. I'm not good at wrapping, dude. And I also ran out of wrapping tape, so that's a wrapping paper, so that's why there's like three different variants.
Oh my god, no way!
Oh shit, nice.
Killer! Okay, I'm sick. Bad flower.
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't have it.
No, I'm kind of surprised we don't have this one either.
Because you have the second one, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because I got it at the concert. That's why.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's a big omission.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
And then I got one more for the whites. Okay. This is a joint gift. What do you think it is, Jacob?
You can open it.
Shake it.
Jacob had an idea for this one.
Oh, you think you know what it is?
Maybe.
I ran out of paper.
I see.
It sounds like there's loose pieces there. It could be Legos.
Yep. That's what I assumed.
Is it a bidet?
Yeah. You've been saying you were going to get us this for years.
I got Jacob a bidet. I guess, and Izzy.
Thank you.
That's so, because this is a life-changing purchase.
I know, dude. This is the exact one I use. So now you know what I feel.
Butt buddies.
Dude, it's pretty easy to install.
Okay.
And it's life-changing. I highly recommend bidets to everybody. Bidet almost won my elimination chamber
a
few weeks ago.
Did you really?
Thank you.
It is the best.
Thank you, Robert.
It's the best thing ever. Now you're going to have a clean butt.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
And now I'll be excited to come over.
Yeah, because you won't stop.
Hell yeah. Now we can play with our toys.
Let's clean our asses.
And stab people. Hopefully you guys are having a freaking fantastic Merry Christmas out there, or Happy Holidays.
I was going to say, we could stay tuned for the next Moist segment.
Oh yeah, what do we want to do? Moist theater next?
Maybe.
Let's do a Moist theater.
We can clean this up a little. This Moist theater segment is brought to you by A Taste Test.
Yes, so play the graphic.
So this taste test is a beer that my future brother-in-law left me for the podcast.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
He likes fancy shit, so I don't know if we'll like it, but we'll see.
Yeah, he's like a very smart
drinker.
He's like a cocktail artist.
Yeah, so this is, I don't even know how to explain it. It's a Belgian beer. Barrel aged in wine barrels. Okay. It looks like a champagne bottle. It's going to pop. Oh, beautiful pop. Beautiful pop. It's called Prestige de Nudis.
It sounds like a barley wine.
I'm not big into barley wines. This is an ale aged in wine barrels.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I know they're like very like
sweet.
Oh,
sweet.
They're sweet and like
they're really killing it.
A lot of people like them for their like celebratory, but I'm not a big fan of them. But I always like trying new things. The color's like a nice brown umber.
And I had it on forever.
Oh yeah.
The other glass is behind you, Robert. If you want to grab it.
The smell is very barley wine.
Oh, I don't dislike that.
Yeah.
Smells like a dead body.
I've had a few of them and I can appreciate it. I can be like, oh, it's good, but I don't like it. It's kind of like how brown ales are and stuff, but cheers. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Moistmas.
Happy Moistmas.
Oh, it looks like liquid shit.
You guys are about to try it.
Ooh. It's not bad.
The aging stuff in wine barrels gives it a weird taste.
Yeah.
Like, I like barrel-aged stouts and stuff, but not wine. I feel like wine mixed with beer doesn't go very well.
It tastes like a sour stout is what it tastes like.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. I could see that.
And I hate it.
I don't hate it.
It's not something that I enjoy, but it's not bad. You know, like, you get a nice sweetness. You get a little bit of sickly sweetness. You get a nice Belgian-y taste a little bit.
Yeah, like starts as beer, ends as wine.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
It is weird.
But ends as like a very sweet, fruity wine.
Not bad.
Not bad. Interesting. Bad. We might correct something later that's better. But now...
Let's get to this moist
theater. Now let's get to this moist theater. So if you guys have been listening to the podcast weekly, and if you have, you're fucking nuts. For Halloween, I did a moist theater where I printed off a script from a real movie, changed the names, and we acted it out, and I saw if they could guess what it was. And so I did the same thing for Christmas. Christmas movies, though, are very specific, so this might be really easy. I got a 5-page script. All three of us are going to act in it.
Oh, you sent it to me, right?
Yes. And if you know what it is, don't guess it right away. See if everybody can guess. I mean, I know what it is, but it starts with Jacob.
All right, ready?
Yep.
For that special someone,
I know it.
A Mr. Manager walks over. Man, what in the hell are you doing farting around on the first floor? You guys know it immediately?
Yeah.
Damn it. Christmas movies are tough.
Looking at shiny things.
Shiny things? Get your butt back up to the ninth floor before I put my foot up your green ass.
Okay.
Interior store, ninth floor. We pan across the store. It's not very impressive.
The snow looks fake.
It's white, ain't it?
Snow doesn't just pile up unless it's moved through the use of a tool, such as a shovel. I would give this some natural erosion, a slight wind drift look.
What the hell are you talking about? Erosion? Don't touch the damn snow. What are you smiling at? You think I'm a joke?
Oh no, I'm just smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
Well, take it down a notch. Jacob tries to frown for a second, but his lips quiver and hurt, and now he's smiling again, making the exact same face. All right, Smiley. Sweep the tinfoil off this path. Santa's gonna be here tomorrow.
Santa! Oh my god! Wait, Santa Claus?
Yeah, where you been?
The North Pole.
Start elfing. And don't touch the snow. Mr. Manager walks off, looking back annoyed. Now something grabs Jacob's full attention. Jacob's POV. Slow-mo, Izzy, 20s, a petite beauty, dressed up. She glides like a vision to the Christmas tree, where she hangs up balls from a ladder. Jacob stares up at her.
Are you enjoying the view?
Yes, I am. I was standing over there, and I thought you looked pretty, so I came over to tell you that you looked pretty.
Why are you messing with me? Did Crumpet put you up this?
I'm not messing with you. It's nice to meet someone who shares my affinity for this culture.
I wouldn't call it an affinity. I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world.
Well, someone's been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Jacob doesn't get it.
Believe me, after a few years of this, you'll learn to tune it all out.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Are you serious?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Well, thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, only louder and longer, and you move it up and down.
Well, I can sing. I just don't sing, especially in front of other people. I could never do that.
Never? If you sing by yourself, you can sing anytime. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Watch. I'm in a store, and I'm singing. People are in a store, and I'm in a store.
And it's Elf.
In the end. Yeah. You guys got it on the first fucking line.
Yeah, it's super obvious.
Oh, man.
It's weird to see where they changed it.
Yeah.
That's definitely a lot of improv, and the improv is a lot better than the script.
Yeah. But when I was trying to do this, I was like, I got to do something that's like a well-known Christmas movie.
Sure.
But also, Christmas movies are so just like, this is what it is.
Yeah, you could have just done bullshit
Should've
Hallmark.
Should have done Love Actually.
Yeah, but you guys wouldn't have gotten that.
Love Actually, I would have.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a lot more horror where it's just like you guys have seen it, but it's
for
doing a theater. But
like Christmas, everyone's seen all the big hits.
I know, but I thought that was fun.
I liked it.
I haven't seen Elf in probably a couple years.
I don't know if it still holds up.
It's not. I know it's like a big Christmas movie, but it's not like one of my favorites.
It's not the best.
I enjoy it.
It's not bad.
I think Christmas Vacation is the best.
That is, probably my number one.
That's in my top five, but it's probably like four or five.
That and Muppet Christmas Carol.
What's your number one?
Home Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2.
That's good. That's a 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Oh. They're the same movie.
They're both equally the same. They're equally amazing. And then probably number 2,
Home Alone 3.
The Santa Claus.
I do love the Santa Claus.
I never watched it.
Really though?
Tim Allen.
Nope.
Have you seen the second one?
No.
Where a robot Nazi Santa takes over?
No.
And then the third one?
Where Jack Frost comes in.
Jack Frost comes in and tries to sabotage Santa become Santa.
There's time travel.
Well,
because in that movie, isn't it like if you kill Santa, you become Santa?
That's the first one.
And he kills Santa. I've seen the first one.
That's the first one, and Tim Allen's young.
And there's also a TV show that came out like last year.
Yeah, weird. I think with Tim Allen. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
But it had like anti-woke culture. Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen, because he had that new sitcom where it was like very like conservative.
Yeah.
And it just like, I did like Home Improvement, you know.
Home Improvement was like back when like it was healthy to be conservative.
Yeah. And now it's and now it's awkward.
That just meant like you were good at woodworking.
And we saved money. But we're not talking politics. We're talking Christmas time. Anything to add?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we kick you out of here.
Rudolph wasn't misunderstood. He was just a bitch.
Whoa. What the hell?
No, Rudolph was fine.
He saved
Christmas.
He could
have
owned it. They were so mean to him immediately.
Yeah, imagine a kid. It's like a junior high kid
Santa
getting bullied.
Santa was a douchebag to him.
Everybody
that's true. He should have kicked somebody's ass.
He was little.
And then he saved Christmas.
Somebody yeah. just walked by.
Yeah, and it wasn't Rudolph.
You would have seen him coming.
Because it was blinking notes.
I stand by it.
And now back to your normal podcast.
Merry Moistmas, everybody.
I feel like it was a very just like, you're in it.
Yeah.
And then now it's going to be calm. Yeah. Because it's going to be discussion.
Yeah, we just did a bunch of segments and then we'll see how they get dispersed throughout
people
the episode.
People are going to start the podcast and go, nope.
Yeah.
Ate it.
I'm done already.
Should have done it for the end. Welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast. Happy freaking holidays. Merry Christmas. This comes out like 2 days before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it and then quit fucking listening and go hang out with your friends and family and loved ones. And
or, you know, put us in the background when you unwrap presents this morning.
Oh, that'd be sick if we're on the TV. Yeah. If anybody watches this on Christmas with your treat, take a photo,
remember,
please.
Like, 200 people watched it last year on Christmas.
Yeah. My buddy Sean texted me and he's like, I listened to your Christmas episode and it made me laugh when you were telling people to quit listening.
Oh, that's fair.
And I was like, well, yeah, it's Christmas, dude. Why were you? You have a family. Yeah. You have a son. I hope he's listening right now.
Yeah.
On Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
go hang out
Sean.
With your family.
But have a drink for us.
Yes.
That's the part of holidays we are, is drinking to deal with your family.
Oh, dude, 100%. When I'm at my parents' house for holidays or... Yeah. Not even just for holidays, when I'm there.
If you have to be around.
If I have to be there and I'm staying the night, my first thing I do is I like drop my bags off and then I open the fridge, see what's in there, and then I go downstairs and grab a beer or make a mixed drink immediately. I don't care what time it is.
Sure. Do you do the thing where you'll chug one fast just to get it feeling and then you slip in the second
one? I'll just like have a beer or like a drink.
That's what I'll do if I'm like, oh, I need to be a little drunk to handle this. Chug the first one, nurse the next one.
Oh, that's smart. I sometimes, all the bar stuff is downstairs.
Yeah.
So I'll sometimes be like, there's a bottle of Jameson downstairs, so I'll just do a solo shot by myself.
A little swig, yeah.
Yeah, and then I put the bottle back like under the counter where it was, and then I'm like, but the problem is once I do that, then every time I go down, we're like, I'll do another one.
I came all the way.
And then, last time I did that was when I was home alone and shaved my head.
Yeah, there you go.
So maybe I...
Better than the alternative.
Yeah, better than the alternative.
I remember it's when I was dating a girl, like the other big relationship I had before Izzy, so probably so I was 21 at the time, so like 8 years ago.
Isn't that wild? Time is getting crazy?
Yeah, it's moved so quick.
Yeah, I was thinking like my last long-term relationship is probably... We were like towards the end, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. A third of your life ago. Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I don't look pretty anymore.
But.
Now I look like an adult.
I know, I was 21 and she was 20, so I had to buy the alcohol if we were doing anything.
Nice, you were underage drinking.
Yeah, and I remember like someone was like, it was like, I think right around Christmas, and I got to do the joke of like, oh, to deal with the in-laws, and I felt so happy doing that because it was like one of the first times I've bought alcohol from like a supermarket, and like I got an old man to laugh at the idea of hating my wife.
It's also because
that's so funny.
You were like so baby faced,
yeah,
with long emo hair, and you're like 90 pounds.
Yeah, but I thought it was fun to try an adult joke.
If a little kid said that to me, I'd go, that's funny. Yeah, because when people say that, you can feel the pain.
Right.
You were saying it with no pain.
Yeah, no, I was so excited to say that sentence for the first time. And dude, I remember I told her about that, and she's like, why did you do that? I was like, I don't know.
It's funny.
I thought it would be funny, and it was.
It's kind of fun when people in public talk to you.
Sure.
Or you talk to them.
But, like, sometimes it's just the worst thing ever.
Dude, today, so I was wearing my Santa hat.
Yeah.
I wasn't wearing the sweater quite yet, but I went out grocery shopping, and I was coming back home, and I had, like, bags, you know, carrying over my apartment, and there were these two older ladies sitting on the second floor of my apartment.
Wait, you were just out and about, like wearing a Santa hat as your hat.
Yeah, wearing my Santa hat as a hat, but I was wearing my 48-hour film festival.
Okay,
it's close to Christmas.
Yeah,
you
know?
Everyone else is wearing Santa hats and shit.
I guess when I delivered for FedEx, I wore my Santa hat.
I'm gonna start wearing it at work next
week.
People
got a like big hit.
Yeah, it's festive. You know, I like because you only get to wear it for a week, so you might as well enjoy it. You know.
Yeah.
But I was wearing it, I was coming up the stairs, and these two older ladies were smoking cigarettes, and one of them goes, hey, how you doing, honey?
Oh.
Which I always like when a lady calls you honey.
Yeah. Did you just tell her your room number?
I see her a lot.
Yeah.
But she had a friend this time, which is weird.
You invite her up one of these times?
They're older. They're like grandmas.
Yeah. Remember our plan?
I don't think so if they're living in my apartment.
I was to say, yeah, maybe they're rich. They use their money elsewhere.
No, doubt it if they live where I live. No, but like, so the first lady said, hey, how you doing, honey? And I was like, oh, great, how are you? And she goes, I'm doing great, thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. And then her friend was like, dang, you a sexy Santa.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding. I'd already turned and I like just looked back and smiled and nodded. And I'm just like, Karen shit. And I walked up and I was like,
you just shake your ass a little bit more when you walked away.
I was like, damn. That's, I guess when I wear the Santa hat, I do have a beard, so I do kind of look like a younger Santa.
Sure.
And I did play Santa last year.
You sure did, bud.
But I was like,
post photos here.
But I was, yeah, that was fun to be Santa. But I was like, I did not expect to get a compliment. And then when I went out to get a some beer before I here, I was wearing the sweater. And as I was putting shit in my car, someone's like, oh, it's Santa Claus. And I turned and I was like, here I am. And then he just goes, Merry Christmas. And I go, Merry Christmas.
You should have hugged him.
It was like an older dude, too. Yeah, but I think people just like it. It's fun to spread joy.
You should just carry little gifts in your pocket. Little wrapped things.
Little turds. Little wrapped turds. So then people get so mad. They're like, I saw a guy that looked at Santa. Give me a gift. Yeah. Well, I wonder what it is. And then it's like a piece of shit. They go, what the? That'd be such a funny bit.
I think that's a crime.
How?
You're handing people shit.
I mean, it wouldn't be mine.
Oh, okay. Whose shit would it be?
I don't know. I think you can buy dog shit online.
You can.
I think you can buy like tubs of it.
Yeah. And you can have that delivered to other people's house. But I think if you, because also I picture only paper wrapping. So as they unwrap it, they're holding it.
Oh, that, yeah. I was picturing like a little box, like a little white box. Where no, like, wow, this is like, and then they open it. It's a little shit on a pillow. You know, it's like very nicely presented. Because then they would just go, Santa gave me shit.
I pictured it literally just a turd in wrapping paper.
No, Santa gives you goodly wrapped things, you know? That'd be so funny.
Yeah, why don't you try that out? See how that goes. Because you have to hope that they make it out of the parking lot before they open
it. Yeah, because, I mean,
you don't be say, they just don't, you have to say, don't open till Christmas.
Oh, that, yeah, that's where you go. Don't open till Christmas. And then you give them a little wink. And then they go, is that Santa? Like people would get tricked. It's just a little piece of shit. And then they'll go home to their wife and kids and be like, they'll be so excited. And then when they open it, they'll go,
yeah, everyone's gonna be like, what was it? What was it?
Yeah, he's told everybody the story. And then he finally opens it on Christmas. He does wait because he's a good boy. And and everyone's like, what did he get you?
It's just a turd. And a little, like, yeah, a little, like, cute little box that folds up.
He has to explain it to
a little pillow.
His coworkers.
Yeah, for the next month, people are going to keep asking him, oh, yeah, what, the Santa gift, what was that? It's a turd.
It's a turd.
It's on a pillow. I don't want to do Christmas anymore. Like, it would just ruin, it would ruin any, because, like, if
that's... So
if you did that for somebody, like, they would get so much, like, magic back in their life
For, like, a week.
They would see it.
And then also, get like, destroyed.
Especially, like, if it's someone who lived alone, like, where you don't get gifts anymore. Like, so, like, that'd be the only thing.
They get the only gift.
So, on Christmas, so like they really actually get a gift.
And they wait till Christmas to open it. God damn. That could push people to the edge. That... I mean, that'd be really funny, but I think there would be dire consequences. I think
just a string of
I think there'd be a string of like, damn,
and then like the detective would be on, and they're like, there's a piece of shit in all of these people's apartments, but no sign of entry, no struggle, just they all killed themselves, but they all got a piece of shit in a box,
and their fingerprints are on it.
We checked it; every turd is from a different animal.
Who would do this? Santa Claus. Yeah, that'd be funny.
Dude, we should write for NCIS.
They should do holiday themed episodes.
I'm sure
like,
they do.
Oh, yeah. But no, it's probably like a drunk guy that plays Santa that kills people.
Probably,
or
yeah. But like,
that'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
Like the whole episode is
it
so.
It would start with the guy at a parking lot and be like, oh, Santa. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? And he's, like, it's a fun thing.
And dude, the joy people have, like, it brings me joy when people say, hey, it's Santa. And then I go, yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
And so like the joy you're spreading and then you give them a gift.
The idea of like, oh, I get this a lot. So I actually got little gifts to make it more fun. Like, it'd be so nice. It'd be such a sweet moment.
But also most people would probably get back to it's a parking lot situation.
Yeah.
They'd probably get back to the car and be like, I wonder what he gave me.
Yeah.
And then open it immediately. I had to get the fuck out of it. Or else they would be like, what the fuck? You give me shit. You took it. Don't take gifts from strangers.
Naughty.
Yeah. That'd be parents tell you?
It turns into coal on Christmas.
Oh man. Speaking of Christmas, though, I feel like we could just talk this bit the entire time.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Man, I'm so excited.
Are we going to film that bit?
That's the highlight of this episode.
We'll try and film that and see how it goes.
That's going to be a tough thing to film. But yeah, we'll have to write it.
Yeah.
The good thing it's documented forever. Copyrighted.
Yeah, don't steal this.
Yeah, that's our idea. Everyone is like, that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
And we're like, please, let us have it.
We're begging for it. No, but I thought it'd be fun, since it is Christmas, to talk about Christmas things.
Yeah.
So I think last year we talked about, you know, favorite Christmas memories and stuff like that, and like maybe like best Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun this year. What is like a medium Christmas memory you have? This is like an idea that I got from your mom at your wedding. Or no, it was Taylor at your wedding.
Okay.
Because Taylor was like, what's like a medium memory of Jacob? And I was like, that's a fun question, because yeah, everyone talks about favorite and best.
Sure.
But like when you say medium, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Huh. All right. A medium Christmas.
Yeah. I got one.
Okay. You can go.
So I think I was in high school for this Christmas. It happened on Christmas. I got Reservoir Dogs on DVD.
Sure.
For Christmas. And I don't know at this point if I'd ever seen it.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's a weird gift.
Yeah.
But maybe I was trying to get into movies and my mom was like, this was $4 on the shelf.
Right. But that is a weird one to get.
Yeah, because it was like brand new sealed.
And also like, that's a movie that kickstarts a personality.
It did.
Yeah.
That's the first Tarantino movie I saw. My favorite Tarantino
movie.
That'd
be like giving like a 12-year-old Fight Club. Be like, yeah, let's see how you turn from seeing this.
But I remember getting that for Christmas. I don't remember exactly what else I got for Christmas, mm-hmm, but I was in high school. So like during that era, I would always like isolate in my bedroom,
yeah,
and like do my own thing and like never be, even on holidays and shit, I'd just be like, all right, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
Close the door, listen to music. But I remember I put on Reservoir Dogs and I rearranged my bedroom,
yeah,
on Christmas.
Okay.
And it was so fun.
Sure. Like, and this was a pretty good day.
Well, and what's really fun is like when I got Reservoir Dogs, since I was rearranging, like the movie would end and be, mm-hmm, like, well, I'm still got the rooms torn apart. Sure. So I just started over. You know?
All right.
So like, yeah, I watched it a few times, isolated. And I love rearranging.
Yeah.
Like okay. I did that so much in high school with my bedroom and stuff.
You could only rearrange so little.
Yeah. But dude, when you keep doing it, and I've rearranged my office a few times,
sure,
you start thinking of the best layout.
Sure.
And so that's how I discovered my layout in my apartment for my office. And I've only been there for like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's like the fifth variation of it. And that finally found, like, I was like, I think this is the best setup.
See,
I love rearranging.
I feel like the first time I do anything, I get it perfect. And so like, I have not rearranged anything.
Sometimes I'm just like, I need a spice in my life.
I get that.
And it's like, it's kind of fun to walk into a new space, but it's all your stuff. I don't know. I like rearranging. So that's like a medium Christmas memory I have, is watching Reservoir Dogs alone in my room on Christmas, but rearranging. So I was having a great time.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know if I had a girlfriend at the time, but I was like probably texting somebody, sure, and like, you know, flirting and
me.
Yeah. What'd you get for Christmas? You're like, damn, I got Pulp Fiction.
All right. I don't know if this is like the same type of memory, but I'm thinking of like a medium gift I got, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Medium gift.
And it was one that like was really nice, cause it showed that my parents like thought of something. It's that my parents got me, I'm trying to think of the right words. I'm forgetting them. So like I collect comic books.
Yeah.
They would get me the put together version of the comic series where it's like
the
a
graphic
trade
novel.
Yeah, like where it's like 12 of them.
Yes.
Where
is it, was it like hardback too? Or
I think some of them were.
I like those because then you can get like the complete anthology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like nice because like they knew I was still collecting them, so I had like 8 out of 10 of the ones that were within that and I've read that. But it was also nice that I could actually like read it straight through.
Yes.
Instead, but like still knowing I still need to collect all of them.
That's what's kind of nice about comics. I'm not a big comic book collector, but
right,
I feel like you buy like those sets so you can read them.
You can at least know
you can read them and like have access to them, and then you collect the actual comic books
as more of like a flex.
As more,
yeah.
And you kind of, you keep them in the plastic sleeves and stuff, mm-hmm, to keep them safe. But then you have the book so you can actually read it.
Yeah.
I know Wes got the complete Scud.
Mm-hmm, the one I have, yeah.
That's sick.
I have a few different ones. But yeah, like that was something where I was like, oh, this is nice because now I have the full thing, but I still have
That's a really nice gift because like your parents are like, man, he likes this, but they have no idea what issues you're missing.
Yeah.
It's like buying someone a vinyl when we have like vinyl collections.
Sure. But like if that person owns a CD, you know that they at least like it.
They at least like it.
And
so then if you buy him
still
like
a good version.
You buy him like it. Deluxe version of this. It's like,
yeah,
this would be everything.
It's only a little better, which is nice.
Which is nice. Yeah, that's a pretty sick medium gift.
Yeah.
Any like medium memories around the holidays?
So fucking hard to think about. I mean, like, oh yeah, this is a good one. Where
it doesn't have to be good.
No, like I think this is a good medium. Where it's like, did your family like all take naps on Christmas?
I think naps were more of like a Thanksgiving thing.
Okay. Cause like at some point,
but
like,
I think like, you know, because you do wake up a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
and I think
you eat a big breakfast.
I think people do. It was never like we all napped at the same time, but I think people did throughout the day.
Because, like, I feel like most of my family would take a nap on Christmas and I wouldn't. And then I would get to play, like, the new video games I got.
Oh.
Where, because all my systems were on the main TV.
Which is, yeah.
So you kind of had to, like, space out when you play them, because it would be rude to play it, like, all day. It was,
yeah, now that I think about it, it was wild that you only had one main TV in your house. Mm-hmm. And that was where you played video games, but also that's where everybody watched TV.
Like, the idea of I had kids now and they tried to play video games on my TV.
Because you're like, no, I want to watch shit.
Yeah.
Or I want to play something.
Yeah, like, this is mine. I get first dibs on it. The idea of giving that over to a child sounds horrible.
It's weird that you, yeah, because growing up, the house that I had, there was the main TV and then there was a kid's TV and that's where all my consoles were.
Sure.
So I could play whenever I wanted and then they could still watch a movie.
But mine was on the main one.
Yeah, that's wild. So then you could only play it when they were at home or taking naps?
Well, like, my parents had a TV in their bedroom. But I would usually ask permission to play, so I would use that.
But you had a TV in your room, though.
Later on, in a box TV.
Yeah, it was a tube
TV. I never
TV.
Had a flat screen.
Yeah, but I remember we came
over. My 64 was down there, yeah.
And you were playing PS3 a ton. That was, like, your jam.
Yeah, I still think PS3 is one of the best systems.
It had a free online. I was always so jealous. But it was so fun to come over and play Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
It was all, so like, created maps. Good. That was fun.
But yeah, so I remember playing, like, the new Call of Duties at the time. So, like, probably Black Ops and Black Ops 2. I remember, like, playing
online
shooters.
Damn, I never had online.
Well,
so
everyone else
that.
Was, like, asleep or doing their own thing. And, like, it's a new
middle
thing.
Middle of the afternoon on Christmas.
Yeah, and
that's
also,
awesome.
Like, most of the players, like, just opened up this gift. Where it was, like, I was just playing video games on Christmas.
I mean, that's what's so fun. I think video games and Christmas go together so well. Because when you're a kid and you get a game, that's what you do for the rest of the day.
Well, because also,
it's
Christmas,
like,
has
the best
so many lulls in it, too. Like, what do you do during the afternoon?
Play with your toys.
Exactly, yeah. Like,
but video games are the best because it's like, I'm doing this for the rest of the day and for the rest of break.
Yeah, this,
like,
you're
setting
on, like,
school
a new
break.
Tone. Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, I'm going to be a piece of shit for a while.
But also,
and,
like,
enjoy this video game.
But video games aren't a fun gift to give. I remember my family hated giving me video games because it was just, like, a disc.
Oh, I always liked getting them.
I liked getting them, but, like, it wasn't a fun thing to buy a person.
Oh, I feel like giving someone a video game would be fun.
I think now it is more so because we
also
understand,
like, but
it
also
more.
Nowadays,
I would just be like, sending
what would
you,
I get you?
I would, like, a receipt or, like, a download code.
A download code.
Which,
actually,
that's fucking lame.
I do have some ideas for you.
Oh, okay.
You'll get them eventually. I was going to get it this year, but I forget.
Okay.
Save it for next year,
I guess. All right.
I don't want to give anything away because I think you're gonna be like, holy shit. That's why I feel like, because I have, like, holy shit ideas, and then I feel like my gifts kind of suck this year.
I enjoyed them. That's a vinyl I will play a lot. Actually,
yeah, I'm excited for that. I want to listen to that.
All right, but yeah, I'm trying to, like. And I remember, like, the year I got my car, or same with, like, the year right
you
before
got a car for Christmas.
No,
oh,
the year I got my car, all my Christmas gifts were, like, car stuff.
Oh,
so, like, that's, like, a necessary.
Is that
medium.
Where you got, like, your seat covers?
Yeah, my seat covers and any, like,
what
fun
was,
thing in it.
What
they
was
were Kiss.
They were Kiss
yeah,
seat
it was
covers.
Sick.
And I remember every time I got in your car, they were twisted sideways.
Well, it was the bottom would come up so much. It was so annoying
so
to put them back
on. Didn't look good at
no,
all. And you were driving a piece of shit car.
Dude, that car was awesome.
That car was sick.
No, it also had, like, a Dallas Cowboys license plate cover.
Yeah, because your dad's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. And, like, I had a few, like, weird little things. I think I had floor mats at one point for the back.
Makes so much sense.
Yep. So, like, same with, like, right before you go to college and everyone gives you dishes. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, because you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the older you get, though, I was talking with Wes about this yesterday, like, doing gifts is weird with other adults because when you want something, you buy it.
Right.
And it's kind of nice to just be like, I don't know, instead of getting gifts, let's just hang out. You
sure.
Know? Let's just, like, drink a beer and play video games.
Well, I hate when it comes down to gift cards.
Yeah.
I never want to buy you a gift card.
Because then I'm like, it's nice to get one because you can get whatever you want.
Yes,
but then it's like, dude, this guy doesn't know what I like.
Well, also, it's just like, all right, I guess I'll set it aside until I find something I want.
And, like, and then you always forget about gift cards, too. Yeah, gift cards,
I have so many.
It sucks because I bought so many people gift cards.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an easy out.
for everything my grandmother gives me a gift card, and that seems fair because I don't expect her to know what I like.
Yes. My uncle gives me for birthday and Christmas usually like an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, hell yeah, I mean, that's dope.
Amazon's everything, but also I always forget to use them.
Yeah. Well, and also I like share Amazon Prime with some of my family.
Sure.
So I did get a gift card for my birthday and I uploaded it.
Yeah.
And then next time because I don't buy shit from Amazon all the time.
It was just gone.
It was gone. Because like there's so many. You add credit to your account, but then everybody has their own credit card. Yeah. So then the credit just automatically gets applied.
Yeah.
That's what it says about sharing like a Prime account.
That's fair. I never thought of that.
Dude, I share it with like 12 people.
Yeah. So it's immediately gone.
Yeah, it's immediately. So I'm like, well, thank you, but.
Because I use my dad so I can buy Izzy stuff.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would just use hers because I'm not going to get my own.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But because I know you a little better, I got you one more gift.
Oh.
And it's not a gift card.
What the fuck? Jacob got me another gift?
It's. Do you know what this is?
Surf's Up?
Yeah.
Iced tea. Oh.
It's the one that we were given as a sample.
It just now hit my, that's my face. Yeah. I knew what it was from. Yeah. I was like, I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get this?
Our manager gave it to me. She gave me both of them. I had the other one. It was fine, but I wanted to save another.
Was the other one iced tea lemonade?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Fine.
So backstory for people that people are like, what are you reacting to? So Jacob gave me a Surfside iced tea and vodka drink. And people are like, oh, you're excited about that? No, there's a story.
Yeah.
Jacob and I work in the same place.
Yeah. We work at a bar, but neither of us do bar stuff.
No. And we've been working during the day, and during the day, it's easy to sell because nobody's there, so we fuck around a lot.
Robert preps the kitchen, and I play the video games, so we work in an arcade.
Yeah. But one time, we were just hanging around the bar talking because no one was there. It's the middle of the day, and this rep comes in, and we're the only people available and starts talking to us.
He walks up, shakes our hands.
Yeah, and he's like, here's some samples for you guys if you want to, like, because he was trying to, like, sell us stuff to bars.
He gave the pitch.
He gave us his business card tucked under the little tab.
And then he walked away.
And we were like, oh, thanks. And then we were like, what do we do? Like, we were, because we're not managers at all.
We don't get samples. And I'm like,
do we just drink this? Like, what do we do?
Is it ours now? So then we went and found our manager, and she's Tokum. And she's like, oh, yeah, we get those all the time.
I was hoping that we were going to get to drink them.
Yeah, well, because we kept being like,
can we try
him? Like, he gave them to us, so if anyone's going to test him out.
We did keep saying.
We just kept, like,
the manager, and she was, like, busy working.
And, like, she, like, likes us enough that we think we can joke around with her, but she doesn't get the jokes usually, I don't know.
And she was just ignoring all of our pleas of, like, I wonder what it tastes like. Like, I kept saying stuff like that. And then she's like, we'll just leave it for the boss to. Yeah. Dang, so she gave it to you.
Yeah.
Well. Now that I might as well give it a little try.
Yeah, and give it a sample. I wish I still had the business card.
Surfside iced tea and vodka, 4.5%. I probably won't like this.
No, I don't like vodka teas.
Ooh.
Can I try it?
Yeah. It's a little Arnold Palmy.
Ooh, that one's not bad,
actually.
Yeah,
that one's not bad because there's not much vodka. See, what's wild is I'm not a big tea fan, though.
Yeah.
But I like Arnold Palmer's. I'm also not the biggest lemonade fan, but together I love them.
Sure.
But this has because there's another hint of something on top of the iced tea that it tastes.
To me, that just tastes like iced tea.
Oh, okay. Maybe I like iced tea.
Yeah, maybe.
I just don't drink it. but that's, hell yeah. I'll be able to enjoy a gift immediately.
Yeah, there you go. But also, during a small little break, Robert enjoyed another one of his gifts, so we have an update on that already. If you'll notice Robert's fucking thumb, he immediately cut it open on his new gift.
Yeah. We took a little break. During the break, I was fucking around with my knife because I was like, oh, cool, I can cut vegetables and stuff. And there's like a little plastic tip thing that goes over the tip to keep it sharp, you know? And I was trying to put it on. I guess I was putting it on backwards. That's why I wasn't going in. And I was adding force and it slipped and the knife went straight into my thumb.
Izzy saw it happen.
It's a brand new sharp knife.
And so it just sliced right in.
Sliced right open, sliced pretty deep.
Very little resistance.
Yeah, because it was
a brand sharp.
New sharp knife. So it went in. Put a Band-Aid on it. It immediately bled through the Band-Aid. So now it's taped up because this is my best way of dealing with cuts.
Yep, so we're going to see if Robert passes out by the end of this.
It is wild, though, because I have been drinking.
Yeah.
Your blood gets thinner when you drink, so you bleed more, you know?
Fucking idiot.
I was just trying to... Ooh.
Can you see the blood already?
You see a little red mark?
Yep.
I have 6 layers of tape on this, and it's bleeding through. Hey, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. It only hurts a little bit. And it sucks not being able to use my thumb. But good thing it's on my left hand.
There you go.
It is time for another segment because we're a Christmas, we're a segment podcast. It's time for the Elimination Chamber.
All right.
All right, welcome back to the Elimination Chamber. We've done this a few times on the podcast, but this is Christmas edition.
Okay.
We have 10 this or that options, Christmas edition, and then we'll have to climb the ladder to figure out what the ultimate Christmas thing is. Starting off with the first one, what would you pick, cookies or candy? And these are Christmas themed. Christmas cookies, Christmas candy.
Okay. I would lean Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
Because... although Christmas cookies aren't the best cookies, but Christmas candies aren't great either. Like, I never, like, I'll eat, what are candy canes? Yep. But, like, they're fine.
I love the flavored ones.
I hate the fruit ones. Like, those are so gross.
But then also there's, like, branded ones like Jolly Rancher.
Sure.
Those ones are so good.
But I just want, like...
same with the Jolly Rancher jelly beans for Easter time. Those are sick as fuck.
Those are good. Because I would just do normal candy cane, and then you do that thing where you sharpen it.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
And those
time.
Get so fucking
sharp.
Dude,
one thing that I love to do with candy canes, and I don't do it that often, I need to start doing it, is when you make hot cocoa,
okay,
put a candy cane in it,
it'll melt
and
it
melts, and then your candy and then your hot cocoa is like peppermint flavored, and it is fun because then it will still be draped over the glass, but when you pull it out, it's just cut at the water, like it melted that much, you know. That's always a fun little thing. So you pick cookies.
Yes.
Next up on the Elimination Chamber is giving presents or receiving presents.
I mean,
be
who,
honest.
Who are we fucking kidding?
Be honest.
I love giving gifts. I think I'm pretty I think I'm pretty good at giving gifts, but like getting a good present, nothing.
You're doing receiving?
Yeah, I'm doing receiving every time.
He's being honest. I think most people would go, I'd rather give.
I mean, like, I love to give presents, and I give presents more than I get them, but like if I get a good present.
If I get a good present.
Well, then you feel so seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
like,
nice.
Because it's like, oh, this guy knows me.
Yeah.
He knows that I like the movie Frank.
Yeah.
Were you happy with that gift?
Yeah, no, that's a great gift. You'll have to borrow it very quickly.
I don't even know how that was just written down in my phone.
Sure.
So I don't even know what the conversation was.
Probably that you need to watch Frank, but I don't own it.
And you kept saying, this is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. I don't own a lot of my favorite movies.
Yeah, so then I can slowly start getting them for Christmas. I can't wait to give you the Fast collection.
I have like 3 of them.
I'll give you 1 through 10. I saw that at Walmart today.
Really?
Yeah. Fast. But I don't know what that means. It probably doesn't include Fast X.
It might now, because what, the next one comes out next year?
Fast 1 through 10, that includes Hobbs and Shaw. So then it puts Fast 9 at number 10.
Oh, sure. Those movies are so fucking
so bad.
All right, what's the next thing?
Okay, next thing on the Elimination Chamber. Christmas movies or Christmas music?
Movies. Damn, I don't like Christmas music.
At all.
It's fine. Like, it's fine background, but like, I will never tune into it.
Okay, but Christmas movies?
Yeah, Christmas movies
are
great.
They're the best.
Yeah.
This one might be the toughest of all of them.
Okay.
This or that Elimination Chamber. Santa Claus or Jesus Christ? I love this one. Who are you gonna pick, buddy? There's a reason for the season, but who brings the gifts?
God, at my job, my boss put up a pretty good sized poster of like, keep Christ in Christmas.
What? He did.
And it says Jesus is the reason for the season.
I love when people go to the reason for the season, because it arrives and it's fun, but it's also like, oh, you're religious.
But then I look at it and it's like, there's 3 of us at work here.
It's insane that he put it up.
Well, I think he put it up for himself. I don't think he's trying to convert me. I think he's just like, that's nice. That's going to look really nice.
I like Christmas.
This makes me happy. I think that's his honest thought process. And that makes me laugh so hard. Because I immediately pointed out to the other coworker.
And he's like, yeah, I saw it.
No, he's like, what the f? I'm going to make a stink about that. I'm like, it's
fine.
I'm going
to make a stink about it. It is wild that some people are like mad about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do get that people are going to be pushy, but let people... Yeah.
The Christians won.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all celebrating Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
Christmas. But like, yeah, they stole things. They don't necessarily deserve it, but they did win.
Yeah. So what would you pick, Santa Claus or Jesus Christ?
Santa Claus.
Really?
Yes.
You pick Santa Claus, a fictional character, over a real human being that saved our lives?
Jesus Christ, a fictional character.
A fictional character. Yeah, that's the joke
I was
trying to
do. He might be real.
He's real, but he's not who we think he is.
I
He's some guy from the fucking Middle East.
Yeah, I think he was just a carpenter.
Yeah.
Like, and they were what like, the fuck?
This guy seemed really cool and died young, so let's write about him. Because he died at 31.
I know.
Or 32.
Okay. I don't remember.
Next, this one might be a little bit easier.
Okay.
But I thought it'd be fun. Tropical Christmas or snowy Christmas?
I do like a snowy Christmas. Tropical Christmas, I'm sure, is great.
I've never experienced tropical
Me
Christmas.
Me neither.
So I don't even, but because we're from the Midwest, we've grown up and lived in Iowa our whole lives. So I mean, I'm always used to a snowy Christmas. So that's Christmas is snow.
Yeah, no, like to be snowed in on Christmas is such a magical feeling.
And also, like when it does snow on Christmas, it feels like it's slow motion. It's the
or when
and you're wearing pajamas,
it's so quiet
and it's dead quiet because no one's driving.
Yeah,
that's the best. Drinks.
Okay.
Elimination Chamber, eggnog, or hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Ooh.
You. What do you mean? Ooh. You have ruined eggnog for me forever.
Why, Jacob?
Because
why?
11 years ago, you
it
and
was
I...
probably more like 14.
No,
it
I
was
mean,
when we were in high school.
Yeah,
I think.
So maybe 12 years, 11, 12 years ago.
Oh yeah, I guess you're about to celebrate your 10-year anniversary.
I already had my 10-year.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So 12 years.
That was
years,
this
probably.
Year, yeah. But we tried, you, me, and Josh tried to do the gallon challenge, but with eggnog. We'll put a link in the comments or in the description.
That was back when I was doing YouTube and I was trying to put out weekly content.
Yeah, and he wanted to do challenges all the time and you would just make them up.
I'd make them up, like the hostess challenge.
Where it was just eat a lot of snacks.
The hostess was back, baby. I was trying to get on the trending topics.
Yeah.
I've always been one ahead of the curve.
No. No, you were slightly behind. But yeah, then we tried to do it with eggnog. And we both threw up so much.
You threw up eggnog all over my back porch.
Yeah.
And Josh's story from the day, I think we might have talked about it on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah. He took it home with him.
Yeah, but it's so funny. He went to go pick up pies. Do you remember this?
Yeah, from Machine Shed.
From Machine Shed. And he throws up in the parking lot of Machine Shed.
And he takes a photo of it and sends it to us.
And his siblings are in the car like, and then he walks to the Machine Shed and he goes, I'm here for pies.
Yeah, we did this on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Because he had to get it for Christmas Day. And I think I went to work that night because I worked at a movie theater.
You guys agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went hot chocolate?
I would go hot chocolate.
Okay. Next up, Elimination Chamber. God, that'd be so sore.
You should just put that video in this.
It's
as a segment.
So long.
Is it? Oh, okay.
And like audio only would just be like, blah, blah, blah. Like it'd be right. And it's always like, hey guys, welcome to the channel. Yeah. Like I'm just like a teenager
yeah,
yelling.
Yeah, you can see us as 17 year olds.
Yeah, see us with our swoopy hair.
That is nice.
Next up, Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Or New Year's Eve.
I would choose Christmas Eve.
Damn. Yep.
I mean, we were the one gift on Christmas Eve kind of family.
Which is a great tradition.
Magical, yeah. And like New Year's Eve is always fun. Like we've had fun ones lately, yeah. But before that I never really did anything.
I think for this one I go Christmas Eve too. There's just like a stillness.
Yeah.
Everything feels calm.
Well, and like,
it is going to be weird because I might have to work Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah, we'll
and that's going to be like.
That'll suck.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Not going to feel like the holidays at all.
Get off at 3 a.m. Christmas morning.
Yeah, and then be like, shit.
Yeah. What's today, child? It's Christmas, sir.
Santa?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you animal piece of shit.
Okay, you go Christmas Eve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Next up, building a snowman.
Ooh.
Or building a snow fort. I haven't, dude. When
That's
I came
hard.
Up with this, I was like, dude, I miss playing in the snow.
Me too. I thought about that lately.
I did it so much growing up, especially like in high school mm-hmm. and younger than that. And I would be outside all day.
And we would
wear
build
snow pants.
Yeah, we would build forts.
We would build forts, like literally crawl in holes.
Yeah, like little igloos and stuff.
Because like the snowplow would make these giant hills.
You could, yeah, just cut them out.
Dude, it was so fun.
Me and my sister did that growing up too. And like we would usually build a snowman too.
I remember all the adults were always like, be careful, it could crash in on you. And I'm mm-hmm. like, it won't because I'm good at building.
And also I'll just stand up. It's fine.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the videos of people buried in snow though?
No.
Where
is it
you,
scary?
Yeah, you have to like drool to even know which way is up.
Jesus. Yeah, because you get disorganized.
Yeah.
Dude, playing in the snow was fun.
I know. I miss it. Because we had a sledding hill right next to my house with a fence at the bottom. So
oh,
it would
yes.
end bad every time.
Yes.
But like it was
always,
a good enough.
I would
hill.
Always sled on the side of my yard. It was a real quick one, but
real
would,
quick. But it was
pretty decent because yeah. you could like run on the driveway and jump in.
Because I don't know where even a good sledding hill is around here. Maybe the park down there has one.
I think a lot of people like in the winter go to golf courses.
That's fun.
Yep. But I haven't, dude. Sledding's. I was talking to one of our bartenders mm-hmm. at our job, and he's like, "Dude, when was the last time you went sledding?" And I was like, "Dude,
I thought about that.
It's been a long time, and I want to go.
That would be so much fun.
But I don't even have the gear for it anymore.
Sure,
you got to wear I don't have a sled, but you got to wear snow pants. You got to wear boots.
Because also, like, the difference between snow pants and like pants is so different.
No, you need snow. But then also, it'd be so exhausting too, because you got to climb back up the hill every
time. It's a good workout,
but it's so fun. Yeah. I mean, you're just like cold and wet.
Because I would say sledding is the best way. Like, it's better than snowboarding. It's better than skiing. I like snowboarding.
Snowboarding's fun,
and like you feel cool doing it. But like a fucking just dish sled, and you just jump and go.
Also, you can get a running start, and then it's fun because you're not tied in.
No, you can't steer.
So you can bail, and you're just going as fast as you can face first into just... We'd always build like little ramps that you would fly off of and like go on the street, and it'd just be like, oh shit.
Yeah, and you just see how you land.
And then every time you land, you just are laughing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going down a water slide. It's just pure joy.
Well, and also like at least you crash onto cushion still.
Yeah, and you're wearing cushion too because of all the snow pants and the coats. So it is like a good puffy so coat. Fun.
And like I do feel bad for people who don't have snow on Christmas.
Yeah, tropical Christmas.
No, or even just like not... Like, you just live in the South and it doesn't really snow there.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there's been quite a few Christmases where we haven't had snow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this one we might not.
We're filming this a week before Christmas and it was fucking 45 degrees. Yeah. I had my windows open.
That's not great.
Yeah. But it did snow a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So what would you pick?
Snowman or sledding?
Snowman or snow
fort.
Oh,
shit, right. Fuck.
Yeah, we weren't even talking about sledding.
No. I think I would do snowman.
Snowman?
Yeah.
Over a snow fort.
Because right now... I would rather go build a snowman than a fort right now.
Cause, well, because you're an adult and you don't like to have fun anymore.
Well, it's just I don't need to climb.
And also, the forts we made were so small because we were small.
Yes.
Building a tunnel as an adult to crawl through, that'd be tough.
A lot
that'd
harder. A lot
All right, next up, Christmas sweaters or Christmas pajamas?
Pajamas.
Oh, pajamas for sure.
Like a matching one. Yeah. Those are so fucking
And also,
nice.
I love... Christmas and Christmas Eve, because Christmas you can wear pajamas all day.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other holiday where it's like, hey, we're celebrating and we're together as a family, but we're all going to be like half dressed.
But also, like, sometimes people go to church on Christmas and you have to go put something nice on.
I remember having to do that Christmas morning, and then, but I would just immediately go back into pajamas.
But like, what a waste of time.
Yes.
Sorry, but like,
it's the reason for the season.
But the best day of the year, and you have to go sit somewhere for an hour and then just deal with dumb traffic.
Imagine being the pastor's kids and, like, and he has to give three sermons and you're just at church all morning.
That's why I went to Catholic. They can't have kids, they can just touch them.
Oh, they don't, they're not allowed to have kids?
No, they're not allowed to have sex. That's why they fuck kids.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Because, like,
yikes.
No, it's wild.
Last up, and we already kind of talked about it, so I think I know your answer.
Yes.
Ice skating or sledding?
Sledding.
You go sledding hands
down?
I've
only ice skated, like, twice, and I cut my leg.
Sledding, or ice skating is fun. It's a good, like, date.
Sure.
Like, if you're dating somebody in the wintertime, it's like, hey, let's go ice skating. You can hold hands and... I used to go ice skating a ton when I was a kid until I got a concussion.
Right, yeah. I remember that story.
Yeah, because I would go way too fast. Are you ready to climb the ladder?
I am. So we start with sledding?
Sledding versus pajamas.
Christmas pajamas. Yeah. So if it's all pajamas ever,
that's
I would choose...
Christmas pajamas. Yeah. You can only wear them for like a month.
I think I would go sledding.
Sledding, okay.
I mean, just the memories and also sledding's, I want to do it again.
Sledding's a blast. Sledding... Or building a snowman.
Sledding.
Sledding, okay. Sledding or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Damn,
Christmas Eve is
okay.
So fucking nice.
Christmas Eve or snowy Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Damn, okay, Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve or Santa Claus.
I guess Santa Claus.
It could have been Jesus Christ here.
And I would have chosen Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus. Or Christmas movies.
I think Santa Claus is going to win.
Santa Claus or receiving presents.
Oh, no shit. Receiving presents. Absolutely.
Receiving presents and then receiving presents versus Christmas cookies.
Receiving presents.
Receiving presents is
the best part of Christmas and we all know it. And that's fine. And we should accept that. We live in a capitalistic world.
Yeah, we like giving
things. I want things. I love giving things, but I like the things I get. It's great.
See, I don't like when people give me things.
Because you cut yourself immediately on
them.
Well,
that is part of it. But no, I just always go, why'd you spend money on me?
If it's Christmas, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but I still feel weak. Like, I appreciate all the gifts.
Sure.
The people give. But every time I get a gift, I'm like, I don't.
Because you see it
this.
As I owe you one too?
No, I don't see it as I owe you. I just like, I don't deserve this. Maybe because I think of myself so
Maybe,
poorly.
Maybe, I guess.
But since we are talking about Christmas, I do have a little story from this weekend.
Okay, yes.
So this weekend, I luckily had a Saturday off, which was so wild because I was supposed to, I usually work Saturdays, yeah. but then I had the day off and I was supposed to do other things, but
you're supposed to work with me yeah. to begin with.
So I had Saturday off. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend all day playing Minecraft. And I was like, because I've been like really overwhelmed and a little stressed with, because I have like so many fucking editing projects right now and it just doesn't stop because of weekly content.
Yeah.
So it's just like, God damn it. Like, dude, I have 10 plus editing things on my to-do list.
Jesus.
Right now. Yeah.
Right.
It's, and then we're recording right now. So it's going to be 11.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, God damn it. And then like, it's like, well, this comes out Monday. So I get that done before I do this.
Yeah. Sure.
So I've been exhausted. So I was like, it'd be nice to just play Minecraft and take a little break.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to play Minecraft. I'm going to get in the Christmas spirit, listen to Christmas music, mm-hmm. get high, play Minecraft. I started Friday night. So I got off. I'd worked the day for Friday.
I played with you a little Friday yeah. night.
We played. So we're on the server now in Minecraft. It's so fun.
It's and a server with our coworkers. I've only ever seen you on there.
Yeah, it is weird because it was in creative mode and I don't like creative mode.
No.
But then I went hammer.
Yeah.
Because I made a giant lighthouse.
Yep, sure did.
And I was like, dude, because my plan was to do that exact same thing, but in survival. That would have taken forever.
Years.
But I built this giant lighthouse and people logged on. They were like, holy shit, because it's huge. But I was listening to Christmas music and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on a movie because I want to get in the Christmas spirit, you know, take a little break, joyous holiday. Mm-hmm. So Friday night, while I'm playing Minecraft, I watched Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Hell yeah.
Back to back.
I mean,
while playing Minecraft.
Going, yeah, that's a good night.
It was, and I was like getting high.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
And then the next day, because I had Saturday off.
Literally what you dream of as a kid.
I know. And it was like, dude, this is like, I'm taking, because like school ended, you know, I'm taking a little break for myself because I'm going to have to be editing every day for
the holidays,
next of the. But I have so many editing things I had to get done.
Yeah.
So I can't really take a break.
But you did.
But I did. So it felt nice. But then Saturday, I did get an editing project done because I was like, I got to get something done.
Sure.
So I did get a video done. But then I like played Minecraft and got high pretty early in the day and was high for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And I watched Santa Claus 2.
Hell yeah.
And Santa Claus 3. Back to back to back.
Which one's your favorite?
That's tough.
I say 2. I love the robot Santa B plot.
I always forget about Santa Claus 2.
Yeah.
And I think...
It's wild.
I think Santa Claus is the best.
Sure. That's fair.
And then to be honest, I might put 3 above 2. 2 might... Because 2, the plot was insane, but it was bad.
The Nazi robot Santa?
Yeah.
I love it.
The plot was interesting, and but like...
It and
was
also like, the other... The A plot of Santa needs a fuck.
But it was... Yeah, it was bad because he needed to get a wife to stay as Santa.
And that's weird.
And it was... He fell in love with a... bitchy principal,
but then he fixed her
and then immediately she became happy and their chemistry was not good at
no,
all
it wasn't.
And then they got married and then the third one starts with them having a kid or she's pregnant.
I mean, that's Christmas magic.
And I'm just like, the third one, I don't know, but the second one just seemed really forced.
Sure, yeah, that's fair.
But the Nazi Santa is insane because it's still Tim Allen doing it wearing a mask,
a rubber suit. Yeah.
And it's just like, I like rules.
Yeah, he's just a fascist Christmas
but
thing.
There were a lot of lines in 2 that, because I was playing Minecraft, so I was mostly just listening, but I had it on my iPad, and it was so, dude, it was the best. It was so fun to just like zone out and play Minecraft and just watch movies, Christmas movies. But there were so many like random throwaway lines in Santa Claus 2. I don't even know what they were, but I like literally started laughing out loud. Like I'd like hear the joke, think that was funny, and then say it out loud to myself. I live alone. Say it outside of that and then laugh. Like it was a great freaking time. Played a ton of Minecraft, built the lighthouse, built some other things. It was so good. And I think Judge Reinhold is slowly becoming one of my favorite actors.
Which is a weird poll. I can think of 4 things that he's in.
Well, what's wild is I didn't know, every time I heard his name, I was like, who?
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to love
him. Looking for him.
Because he's in Arrested Development.
Yep, as Judge Reinhold.
As Judge Reinhold, which is fantastic. So that's the first place I ever saw him. This year, I also watched Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3.
And he's in all 4 of them.
All of them. I haven't seen the 4th one yet. He's in all 3 of the Santa Clauses playing the stepdad.
And he's great in that.
He's in, there's another movie, I think, that I started this year where I was like, oh, it's Judge Reinhold. But what I love about him is no matter what role he plays himself.
He's Judge Reinhold.
He's just a goofy.
My name is Judge.
He's just like goofy, like especially Beverly Hills Cop and then the Santa Claus. He kind of plays the same
weird,
like just like And he's just like, he's just a little happy dork. But I think he's the highlight of the Santa Claus movies.
Big Judge Reinhold fan.
I'm a big Judge Reinhold fan now.
We should do a whole episode about Judge Reinhold.
Dude, he's probably in so much. I'm guessing he does a lot of voice acting. Okay. I could see that.
I don't know. I can't picture his voice.
I don't know. Because he could just his smile. You could tell he's like, he's just happy to be there. Okay. He's like one of those actors that like made it somehow. And he's sure. Like, and he's like, how?
Yeah, like not the hottest, not the funniest, but like not but unattractive kept, and not funny.
But he just kept getting casted in big things as like a side guy.
But not even quite a character actor. No, just a guy.
Dude, because all of his characters are kind of this. It's just him being like dorky. But that's how I got in the Christmas spirit this
Judge
year.
Judge
Reinhold. But dude, so I watched 5 Christmas movies over the course of 2 days.
Right, if you had to choose Home Alone 1 or 2, which would you choose?
God, that's so tough. I love them.
Because they're equal.
They're equal. 2 is a little bit more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because of the skeleton scene and the guy gets hit in the head 5 times with a brick.
The brick scene is great.
5 times, dude.
But also,
the first time it's funny. The second time it's funny. The third time you're like, Jesus Christ. And then it keeps going. And then it becomes funny again.
And you also get all the hotel antics. So you get Tim Curry and then who's the little guy?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, the cast is insane. The cast is wild. They get, because they're going on a trip to, the family's going on a trip to Florida, but then it rains the entire time. So they can't even go to the beach.
Right.
They're stuck in like a motel. And then he's just like, and I love how it's like the exact same thing with like the movie quotes.
Oh, or even like the garbage can guy and then the pigeon lady.
Yeah, the pigeon lady is the exact same thing. But Home Alone 2 is fantastic. But if I had to pick probably the first one.
I'd pick the first
the
one.
The first
too.
One is, it is like the best. The soundtrack's amazing.
Well, also like
but the second one, dude, it's like when you watch them, it's like you got to watch both of them.
Yeah, because Papa T's in it.
Yeah, Papa T's in it.
He's going to take good care of
it. I think edit that part out of the Disney Plus.
I wouldn't be surprised. They definitely could. That's not an integral scene.
No, because he just goes,
it's over there.
It's over there. you're so good. I want to watch a few more Christmas movies, you know, because it's still not quite Christmas.
I always forget how little the house being raided is of Home Alone.
Yeah.
Like, you think that's the whole
last,
movie,
no, it's
but
the
no.
last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's so much prep. But it,
and like
dude,
so
I
much emotional buildup.
But I also love how the two bad guys, the main bad guy is Al Pacino, or not Al Pacino.
Fuck, what is his name?
I forgot his name. Oof, but he's a mob guy. Uh-huh. Like he's in the mob movies.
Like
I'm pretty sure he's in Goodfellas.
Yeah, I think he's a really picky actor too.
And then he did Home Alone. And then Marv, who is my favorite bad guy. He's the tall guy.
Uh-huh.
Dude, they are the stupidest criminals. And one of my favorite things that I caught this time of watching, I've seen Home Alone. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. So in the first movie, Marv and Harry are talking and he goes, we'll attack the house at night. And Marv goes, that's a great idea. Kids are stupid. They're afraid of the dark.
Okay.
And he goes, you're afraid of the dark. And he goes, shut up. But then so that's in the first movie. And then in the second movie, they're scheming again. So Marv's talking to Harry and Harry goes, he ran into the park. And then Marv goes, yeah, kids are stupid. Kids are afraid of the park. So he says the exact
really
same line, but he just changes it from dark to park. I never caught that before, but I was like, that's because I watched it back to back. I was like, that's so funny. Have you watched any Christmas movies to get in the season yet?
I don't think I actually have seen any yet. I need to start.
I mean, we're filming this a little early, so you do have time.
At work, we put a few on. So like, but they'll do like definitely just Die Hard 1 and 2.
Okay.
Like those kind of
Christmas
movies.
I don't really know Die Hard that well,
really?
To be honest.
I mean, I do say that the first two are Christmas movies.
I don't think I've ever seen Die Hard 2.
It's not as good, but it's fine.
And that takes place on Christmas as well?
Yes.
Of course it does. What is like your, we might have talked about this last year, but what's like your favorite Christmas, the Muppets?
Muppet Christmas Carol and Christmas Vacation are definitely my top
Christmas
two.
Vacation.
Yeah, those are the ones like where I look forward to watching.
Christmas Vacation I haven't seen yet this year, but that is a classic. It is wild because it's so good, but then it is like, when you look at Chevy Chase, you're like, God, it's wild how like such a piece of shit he is, you know?
But also like he, I think was back then too. He was charming though.
And he was just making great movies.
I mean, he was like the man for a hot second. That's always weird. Like he had his own like night show too.
Yeah. And then also like, cause he did SNL and then he just fucking popped.
Yeah. Did all the National Lampoon shit.
Yeah. Cause that blew up too.
Fletch.
I've never seen Fletch.
It's fine. It's like one of his big movies. He's like, reporter.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's
he also just looks goofy too.
Yeah, and like he'll like I do love just how many pratfalls are back there, like where he's like they're throwing him downstairs and shit like that on camera.
Oh, really?
Like in all the Vacation movies, yeah, he gets injured all the time.
I can only, the only thing I can picture from the Christmas one is when he goes sledding.
Sure, yeah, that.
Like, going through the interstate and shit.
Dude, that's why you need a sled as an adult.
Dude, we need to go sledding. It's time for another segment.
Okay.
It's gone, but not forgotten. Gone But Not Forgotten is a segment where I'm going to list four things and you must banish one forever.
Okay.
And this is also Christmas themed.
Yes.
So I'll give you four things. One must go. And I, what's fun about this is I'll play along too. So we're going to start off movies.
Okay.
One must go. Home Alone, Elf, Christmas Vacation, or The Grinch.
Ooh.
This is a tough one.
So Home Alone, Elf, Christmas Vacation, or The Grinch.
I think for me, I'd get rid of the Elf.
I think I'm getting rid of Elf too.
Damn, really?
Like, I enjoyed it and has a special place in my heart. Like, I remember, because that was one that like came out during our life. Yeah, that was when Will Ferrell was like, yeah.
He was on everything.
So was The Grinch. But yeah, but I think Elf holds up the least.
Well, also, like, there are people that love the Elf.
And you know? I really like it. I do not like Santa in Elf. He's like old and crotchety.
Yeah, he's like kind of mean. Yeah.
He like says, I'm too old for this shit. And I don't want that out of Santa.
Elf is good, but I get rid of Elf. That's, yeah. It's a tough one, though. But Home Alone's my favorite. Christmas Vacation, we talked about a ton. And then The Grinch. I mean, that's just a classic.
Yeah, that one's so good.
It's like so good. Next up is we're going musical artists.
Okay.
This might be a little bit tough, but we're going classical.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra.
Gotta keep.
Nat King Cole.
Shit.
Bing Crosby.
Goddamn.
Or Elvis Presley.
I am not a huge Elvis guy.
I get rid of Elvis too.
I get rid of Elvis especially too. For like Christmas alone.
The tough part is
Nat King
like,
Cole Christmas is so good.
I have Frank Nat Sinatra King Cole covers. Christmas on vinyl.
And then like Bing Crosby did so many good like Christmas movies.
Oh, Bing Crosby's great. But then also Frank Sinatra, dude, his voice is so good. I get rid of Elvis too, even though like when his Christmas songs do come up, I look and I'm like, oh, this is Elvis?
I only know like Blue Christmas. I don't know like any of his like more
I think
fun
he
ones.
Has like a few Christmas albums. Probably. You know, doing the classics.
It was an easy
stuff.
Way to make money back then, yeah.
Next up is food.
Okay.
One must go Christmas related. Candy canes.
Fine.
Reese's trees.
Way better.
Peanut butter balls.
Good.
Fudge.
I mean, candy canes.
You get rid of candy canes.
Well, like, I do enjoy eating them because it's a project.
Yeah, it is a project. And also, like, when you get to, like, the little curve, it sucks because you're like, God, yeah, my beard's going to get all muddy or I'm going to put the whole thing in my
mouth.
But,
like, all the other ones are just too good.
Yeah, dude. Especially, like, a homemade fudge. Mm-hmm. Did your mom ever like make cookies and shit for Christmas?
Yeah, we would usually have an array of like at least a few different treats, which it's wild that she would spend just like days.
No,
on
my
that.
Mom spends days making Christmas. Like she'll make Christmas cookies. She'll make Christmas fudge. She'll make Christmas Dutch letters.
Dude,
the Dutch letters. One year, my brother ate them all though. And we are still so mad at him. Like he literally, because he was like a ninth grader, like a freshman or something, and he ate them all. And we were like, are you fucking kidding me? And my mom was so mad because she's like, you know how long those take me to make and I didn't even get one?
Jesus, yeah. Because like, I would love to be able to do that. Spend a couple days just making
baking.
Treats.
But also that'd be, you're just like, I feel like that'd be exhausting.
Probably, yeah.
And then it's like, well, in a few days, you got to make Christmas dinner, mom.
Yeah, also, you're not getting paid for any of this. Yeah.
And you're going to give the neighbors them?
Yep.
That's what we always gave out Christmas cookies like to the neighbors, like plates of that.
Sure.
Because that's why she made so many. So we would do like assorted plates. But then she's like, you got to go run it to the neighbors. I'm like,
no,
I want to eat this.
Yeah.
I don't get a plate.
I don't like the neighbors.
Yeah. And then you have to ring the door and be like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
it sucked.
Yeah, they might.
But then other neighbors would give us stuff too. And it was never as good.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes they'd give us like puppy chow. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't fucking put time in at all. You just wrap this up. Next up for the Gone But Not Forgotten, One Must Go. This is Snow Edition. Snowmen.
They're fine.
Snow Angels.
Slightly worse.
Snowball Fights.
Incredible.
Sledding.
I mean, I'm getting rid of Snow Angels. I've made maybe five in my entire life. Yeah, and none of them are like worshipped memories.
Snow Angels kind of suck.
Because also then you got to get up and you ruin them every time.
And it just like all right. Doesn't look as cool as you think it is.
No.
And also doing the motion is like
awkward
weird.
And you got that line on your in between your legs. It's just
and everybody's like looking down at you and you're just like, ah.
am I doing it right? And like, it might look like shit and everyone else knows it, but you don't. So now you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you hear that?
Is that who you want to be?
Are you a fucking idiot?
You deserve that turd on Christmas.
Yeah, don't come up to me. Last one.
Don't steal our idea.
Last one on Gone But Not Forgotten.
It's genius.
Is Christmas decor.
Okay.
Gingerbread houses. Nutcrackers. Nativity set. Or Christmas wreaths.
So for this one, nativity scenes are the only one I give a shit about.
Dang.
My mom collected them. So she
My mom has a stat of them too.
Yeah, like, and she gets them from different countries, so they're weird. And it's fun. Yeah, because
like,
also
there's like Korean Jesus and shit.
Yeah, and like the animals are a little different. It's really fun, and they're all like differently made.
Isn't it wild that in other cultures they do believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
And then it's like, so when they tell the story, they modify it to fit their culture.
Probably.
So that's how you know it's not real.
Same with like Christians truly believe that if aliens come here, they know Christ as well because he died for everyone's sins.
Ooh.
Yeah. Think about how wild their crucifixes would look.
Aliens. So what would you pick?
Oh, out of the four of these?
Because I do want to keep talking about aliens.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think you had something for aliens.
What was the first?
Gingerbread houses.
Or?
Nutcrackers.
Probably gingerbread houses.
You get rid of gingerbread houses.
I've built like two in my life and they were never gingerbread. There was graham cracker. And like, I didn't have a great time doing it.
I kind of, it's another thing like you do on a date.
Sure.
It's another date thing.
That's like the same kind of thing like a Lego kids. That like hurts my back just from being tense and trying to get everything to balance.
Don't, why are you tense?
I'm so tense it's when I'm doing that.
You're supposed to be relaxing.
But it's not.
Take a break.
I'm working on infrastructure.
God.
Like I have.
That's what, Legos are relaxing for me.
No, you need like, it feels like you need a permit in the Lego world to do this correctly. And I get nervous.
Just have fun with it.
I
it's
don't
a toy.
Fuck it up.
Gingerbread houses are a toy.
Yeah, but like it's supposed to be a house. No one eats them.
Yeah, because like, they get stale.
I don't know anyone who's ever eaten one.
I eat the gumdrops. I'll pop them off the roof. I'd probably get rid of Christmas wreaths.
Sure. I like one on a door.
But like it doesn't affect, like I don't, what is the point? I don't get them.
No, I'm more like it because.
It's supposed to be like a mini tree. Is that what it is?
I don't know. But like I like the visual in media. Like when you see a nice one in a movie or something.
That is true. It does make a house look more
like
festive.
When it starts with a wreath and then you see the door open and there's a nice family behind
and
you're like,
smiling.
Oh, that's got to be nice.
And then you go, man, it'd be nice to have a nice family.
Yeah. I mean, like mine's great, but they wouldn't all smile at me behind a door. They'd kick my ass.
Exactly. They'd beat you up.
Yeah,
and then go, Merry Christmas, bitch.
And we'd have a great day just fighting.
Yeah. And people would go, God.
You guys are a lot.
Someone needs to call the police and they go, he lives here. But going back to aliens, you said you had some alien shit, even though this is Christmas. Is this an alien corner?
Christmas themed alien corner. So I just feel like too much is happening right now to not explain it a little bit to you. But also, I don't know what's happening.
Oh.
There are sightings happening right now over New Jersey of just giant car-sized drones all over the city.
What?
And everyone is asking the government what's going on. And the government keeps saying, we don't know what this is, but there's no issue. That makes me think of one of two things are happening. One, rather, there is an alien invasion and the government
Why
knows
are they in New Jersey?
And the government knows about it, but
I'm walking here.
But they don't like they can't do anything about it, so they just don't want everyone to freak out. Or the drones are their shit and they're testing stuff out.
Yeah, the government's testing something out.
That's my guess of what it
That's
is.
That's gotta be what it is.
But also like just fucking in case, like if we are lightly like if they're soft launching an alien invasion right now. This might be our last human Christmas.
Jacob said this before we did a little break and then we came back and he goes, this might be our last human Christmas. And both Izzy and I were like, what? Don't say that.
There's just,
what the fuck?
There's a lot happening.
You think this will be the last time we record a Moist Monday Christmas visual?
No, they're just, we might have to include some alien stuff into it.
We are right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying like we need to like invite them to join in the season. So we'll have to put some of their customs in.
What kind of customs?
I don't know.
They better not be fucking getting rid of eggnog.
No, they won't get rid of eggnog. They just might put a metal thing object up your ass first. Like it might just be something as easy
as
that.
Got you the bidet?
Yeah. Yeah, right so now be nice and clean. Really, yeah, it's for that.
I can't wait
to get probed.
For the bidet updates.
The bidet replays?
The bidet replays. That's
make that graphic.
I don't even, what is that graphic? Explain it right now and I'll make it.
It'll have a bunch of rewind buttons and then water shooting out, but then you hit the rewind button and the water goes back in.
I gotta make that.
Not bad.
It's playing right now.
Maybe a guy smiling and then you hit the rewind button and he goes to frowning because now his butt's less washed.
I don't know. How can I have that all on screen?
I don't think
you understand how film works.
It keeps doing the squiggly like rewind. Like,
I get that.
And then it plays forward to a different one because now we're in an alternate future. Rewind again. He's frowning. His butt's dirty.
And it's you?
It could be. It's a metaphorical me.
Okay. I'll find a different.
It's an everyman.
I'll find a bald guy.
Yeah.
A bald white dude. It's an everyman.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I picture.
Let's go back to aliens.
Water shooting out. I'm not, back in.
Don't add any more to this. I already don't know how I'm going to make it.
I can see it clear as day.
Yeah. Let's see. I want you to sit in front of a computer and make it right now and see if you can. I just want to, dude, if I was like, make that graphic, just to, you would go.
I'm ruined.
I don't even know where out of. Yeah. What program do I open? I'm
ruined. Premiere.
You could do it in Premiere. Yeah.
All I can think of.
Then what?
I'd put them in a lot.
I would love to just, because you would go, how?
Well, because I've always had you, so I've never needed to edit anything.
I know, and editing is, I could do so much shit, dude. I know.
That's why I just tell you ideas.
Aliens.
Yeah. They're constantly being spotted over New Jersey. I think it's spreading a little bit. Maybe it'll hit the mainland by next week. We'll
like fucking Christmas? See.
Yeah.
People are listening to this going,
yep,
got
their
block
here.
In the sky. The aliens in their house going, this is a good podcast.
Well, like, I like the idea of like, but also like there was videos of it like fucking up radio signals.
It's like jamming shit.
It was doing weird shit, but also I'm learning all this over TikTok, so I don't fucking know.
Did you see video of it?
It's not a lot of videos of the drones.
But I feel like that's what we
there
need.
There are a lot. Like, there still are a bunch, but like, you're not clear what you're looking at. It's very confusing.
Yeah, because they got fucking stealth technology.
Maybe.
So you can see like shadows or?
It's like lights. Because also they kind of just look like drones, but they're giant. It's really confusing. And because the government hasn't shot them down, because we shot down a fucking weather balloon. Like, immediately.
Well, yeah, the government shoots on anything that they don't know.
Right.
So the government definitely knows about this.
I think so, too. But I have seen video of people just taking shots at them in the sky.
I mean, yeah, if it's flying.
Yeah, and they're not telling anybody about them. And now Trump's even getting on there being like, hey, when I'm in charge, I'm going to tell you about stuff. And like everyone's like, oh, finally, clarity from the government. And I'm like, he's going to hide everything else.
You think Trump's going to, his first day in office, be like, they're real.
He had, well, so...
They think they're the best. We're the best country. That's decent.
I could tell what
it
was.
I don't know why I went so high with
it. And why you put your arm up, too.
Well, I was holding up the photo of the alien.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I was trying to do. Like, he's like, they think they're the best, but America, we're the number one.
I mean, he did create Space Force.
True. So, that was his big thing, and that's created a decent sitcom.
Oh, it's already canceled.
Yeah.
Great cast.
Cast is incredible.
I know. And I watched that show probably six times all the way through, and it wasn't great.
Was it two seasons?
I think so.
I only saw the first season.
And like, yeah, not great. Space Force on Netflix. Steve Carell, a new sitcom.
But then also
John Malkovich,
and then also Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, Ben
Schwartz, who is amazing.
And like a few other decent, the girl in it, she got big later. Oh, and then, what's his name? I don't know.
No. But that was back when Papa T was running the country.
Yeah.
So over 4 years ago.
And now they're going to renew it. Fuck. But yeah, aliens. So maybe the internet's gone by the time this is supposed to be released. We'll fucking see. Who knows?
Damn, are you having doomsday fucking?
It's just,
you go, this might be the last human Christmas. The internet might be gone.
Dude, I mean, also by
the
time.
What the hell's going to be our purpose then if we can't create content?
Well,
we're going to hang out normally?
No, we'll switch to AM radio.
We got it.
Dude, that'd be so much fun.
Then we'll blow up.
Yeah. Well, only within like nearby residents.
Yeah. But we'll give people hope.
Moist.
Moist hope. That's the name of the episode.
Is it?
A moist hope. I don't know.
I don't love it.
You think of something better for like a Christmas themed episode of the Moist Maneuver?
I think it's the night before Moistmas.
That's too easy.
Or what? It comes out two nights before Moistmas?
Yeah.
So two nights.
Yeah, but then if you listen to it on Christmas, that doesn't make sense. Mm. Think about the longevity,
the replay value.
Yeah, the replayability. So, We're filming this a little bit before. Do you have any Christmas plans real quick before we wrap up?
Well, I know the weekend before we are going to Izzy's family's Christmas.
Yep.
Which will be fine. Maybe a snowstorm will happen right before and we can't make it. That happened two years ago.
Yeah, maybe the roads get icy and maybe you're not feeling well and then you don't go to your family Christmas.
Maybe. We'll see. But I'm very much looking forward to actual Christmas. Like, we're trying to set up, like, kind of new routine. Something we did last year that we're going to do again for stockings. We're going to go to Walmart together and just split up.
Oh, stockings are fun,
and you spend, like, $50 or something on just, like, some shit.
Little shit.
But, like, we got each other, like, nice stuff last year. Like, I'll probably get her, like, a $5 movie that looks good. Like, some candy.
Dude, stockings. Yeah. I always forget about stockings. But stockings are so fun because my grandma does stockings. Yeah. And it's always, like, candy. Mm-hmm. Little, like... She makes like little art stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like so cool. And then like sometimes it'll be just an orange.
There's usually just an orange at the bottom.
I love it because it gives it weight.
Yeah. And
you're just
that toe.
Yeah, little toe. Yeah. And then it's just a giant orange and you go, thanks, grandma.
I'm not going to eat it, but nice.
I mean, I will eat it. I usually wait a couple days because I'm like, I'm eating the candy immediately.
Sure.
But stockings are so fun because that's what you start with on Christmas too.
My parents are, it's my mom. I know that. She keeps doing just like European candy on Christmas.
Where do they keep getting it from? They've had it for so long.
They've been to Europe this year, so I feel
and
like
they just buy that much of it.
I don't know, or like they
or
get
they
it,
just or they buy it and don't eat it.
Or no, because it's I don't know how where they get it. Because also there's certain stores that do European candy, and it's just not better. And I don't know why
they're giving you the Yim Yams or what's that chocolate?
No, those are Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams are fantastic.
Those are great. But are those in them?
Sometimes
those are great. I remember what you gave those to me one
yeah
time.
From New Zealand. Tim Tams are great. They're in America now, but like it's a lot of like Kinder chocolates, and it's not great chocolate,
and you're just like, thanks.
Yeah, it's fine.
Santa Brothers for
but
me,
like it could have been just like different, like Mars bar, like Hershey's or like that kind of
dude,
stuff,
a bunch
like
of Hershey's Christmas
or
trees,
Reese's
Christmas trees.
That's all I need,
dude.
Yeah,
if I just dumped a stocking, it was full of those, I go
perfect.
This is
you nailed it.
If you give me a gift of 25 Reese's trees,
I would eat at least four in the first day.
Oh, dude, I'd eat in the first day. If it's Christmas day and you're pajamas all day, you probably eat most of them.
Dude, after six, you're so sick.
I know, but if think about if you're having Christmas at home and you're getting high, and you just you will keep eating them.
Those are so sick. Like, it's like acidic in your stomach,
and then you would just shit a tree.
Yeah, and it would hurt.
Yeah, but they're so good. If I had that many, I'd have to hide some.
Yeah,
I'd have to put a half of them out of sight.
Because I'd eat one immediately too fast.
Yeah,
and then probably the second one a little too fast.
Because
then
you had so many more.
Yeah, and then the third one I would take bites of at least.
And then you'd be like, okay. Take a little break.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes you go, well, I want another one.
Or I'll have like a glass of water to switch things up and then right back to it.
Oh, they're the best, dude. But this has been the Christmas special, a very Moistmas.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. But we wish you a Merry Moistmas.
Well, Jake's getting off weird and giggly over there.
What? I'm just enjoying the season.
It is a season.
For the reason.
Yep.
Papa
Thanks
tea.
A lot, Santa Claus. Oh, you're going Papa T?
I don't know. He's person of the year. We've lost all hope.
Who would you go? Santa Claus or Papa T?
I would go Santa Claus.
Whoa! A non-existent versus a non-existent.
What? Papa T exists.
Now that I've never seen him.
No. Do you remember in high school I had a cardboard cutout of him in my bedroom? And it was like funny.
You did?
Yeah. And it was funny for like a different reason.
I don't remember that.
It was a Walgreens sign. And like it was like some like pharmacy thing because my mom worked at Walgreens and she just brought that home. I was like, I'll take it.
I don't remember that at all.
I literally threw knives at it in my bedroom.
Then that was because he was popular because of The Apprentice.
Yeah. No, and he just did random deals. And and everyone just knew who he was.
Everyone just knew who he was. That's why he was in Home Alone and he was a big thing in wrestling too.
Yeah. And
we were just like, oh, cool, that's Trump.
And now he's president again.
And we're just like, oh,
fuck.
Great.
It just keeps happening.
And you're going to see aliens and then COVID's going to come again.
Well, I'm curious. Something's happening. And it probably isn't great, but you know what is great? The Moist Money Podcast.
Game.
So Zach give thereof. Us a 5-star review.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on all the social medias. We got TikTok, we got Threads, we got Instagram, we got Blue Sky, and we got Parler. That's where you're gonna find Papa T. He's on Parler. I created them all.
Yeah.
We did get a follower on Blue Sky.
I would say we're most likely to take off on Parler.
Yeah, the tough part is on Blue Sky and Parler, I can't post reels.
Sure.
They don't support reels.
And also like white guys. They already have all the podcasts. So I guess like that, if that's our demographic, it's already taken.
And our TikTok's doing decent, but that might be closed soon.
No.
So that sucks. So follow us on all the other social medias. Make sure you raise 5 stars on all the podcast apps. Subscribe to us on YouTube. You can see our faces. You can see my fucking blue taped thumb that's bleeding through. It doesn't hurt as much.
Okay.
It's still a little tender.
You just stabbed it immediately. And Izzy just watched it happen.
And she freaked out. And I was like, I'm fine. No,
but I could tell by I'm fine. That you were like, uh-oh, it's wet.
That's because I was had a few beers and was a little high. Yeah. And I stabbed myself and I was like, this is real.
I have been affected.
I'm like, that shouldn't have happened.
It's like when you're like driving, you're like, if I hit something, it could come through my windshield, but it seems like it just can't. It feels like that's a separate world.
Yeah.
But just like inside your thumb.
Just goes straight through you.
And just straight into your thumb.
Yeah. That's the Christmas spirit, baby. Hopefully it comes into your thumb and into all your
straight into your ear.
Yeah. Or however, what if you have an AirPod in your butt?
We're coming
and
in.
And we're just like.
You're like, I wish they had bass your voices.
Merry Christmas.
We gotta
get the fuck out of here before people
put us in their butt.
Rate us 1 star.
Yeah. Put us in your butt. Give us 5 stars.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Keep it moist out there.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
Love you too, bud.
Bye.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.